Welcome, movie fans. I am David from ThatMomentIn.com. And up next, a review of The Raking. The Raking is a 2017 independent horror movie about a group of co-ed students on a research project who discover a terrifying monster living in the desert. In terms of your baser psychological fears, the monster in the dark is probably the most deep-seated, one that is easiest to identify with. There's something primal about steering clear of long shadows, the unknown, a little too much to face. That said, it also feeds an entire genre of horror films to varying degrees of success, with the low-budget fare churning out what seems like dozens a year, all variations on the same theme. There are creatures in the night, hungry for blood or souls or whatever, and they like young people best. The Raking is another creature feature off the assembly line that centers on a group of university students whose final project is to research an urban legend. So, after the unlikely group of misfits decide on a subject, they head into the desert to camp at Joshua Tree in hopes of uncovering the truth about a monster called the Rake, a name earned for its extra-long fingernails. There's hot blonde Kennedy, played by Cree Kelly, and her goth roommate Jade, played by Ali Rivera, who can barely stand each other. There's also Noah, played by Thatcher Robinson, a nerdy type with a crush on Jade, who brings the cameras, and Jade's little sister Kelly, played by Marissa Davella, who stows away. With them is their class TA, Ethan, played by Brian Brewer, a man who years earlier, as a very young child, lost his parents in the desert to a monster with claws he thinks is just a bad memory. You can be sure it is not. Directed by Brewer, The Raking is a familiar story, if not an inspired one, and if you've seen the recent horror anthology Double X, will feel like an extended or alternative version of Roxanne Benjamin's contribution Don't Fall. On a micro budget, Brewer uses practical effects with a man in costume, played by Alan Maxon, playing the titular monster, a returning trend that is admittedly kind of refreshing. Maxon is actually pretty effective as the monster, lending some chilling authenticity to the production, even if it is for a limited time. What Brewer does do differently from most in the genre is to spend a lot more time with the characters in an attempt to develop some depth. That's perhaps best done with a newcomer to the group named James, played by Marshall Hilton, an older man who gives the group some shelter and shares some stories of his own horrors. He has the obligatory haggard disposition, but does well in a small part. If anything, surprisingly, the acting isn't really the issue, as the young cast all have some good moments. The problem is the pacing and extreme length, and at only an hour and 40 minutes, that might seem like an exaggeration. But with a number of extended slow moments that really bog down what should have been more fast-paced, it cuts the tension. Mixed with a barrel full of cliches, from cars that won't start, to cell phone batteries that die, to tripping while running, to that blown-out fuse box, and many more, there's just not much here in terms of innovation. For fans of indie horror, there might be some fun, with a good-looking cast and a decent script. The Raking isn't breaking new ground and could have had another run in editing to trim it back, but it holds its own in the genre. Our score, 2.5 stars. Thanks for subscribing. For more reviews and daily posts, head on over to our website, ThatMomentIn.com.